Welcome to Holy Trinity Headington Quarry for this Eastertide service. My name is Laura Byron Scott and I'm the vicar here, and I'm joined remotely by our associate priest Rob Gilbert, who is preaching today. We are delighted to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charwell, our local hospital radio station, following in the footsteps of our most famous parishioner, C.S. Lewis, who used radio broadcasting to communicate the Christian faith beyond the walls of the church. Our hope is that through these audio services, all listening in can draw strength, comfort, and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. If you're listening at home, you might wish to light a candle as we begin. Try to sit still and peacefully. Remember that through the Holy Spirit, God meets us wherever we are. If you are listening in hospital as a patient, relative, or member of staff, join in as you can, or just let the words and music wash over you, and remember that you are safe in God's hands. If you would like to join in the words of the service, you can find an order of service on our website, www.hthq.uk, under Online Services. We sing or listen to our first hymn, Christ is the King, O Friends, Rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The risen Christ is in our midst, but we often fail to recognize him. Let us turn to the Lord in sorrow for our sins, seeking healing and salvation. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. Lord, have mercy. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. Christ, have mercy. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive you your sins. Open your eyes to God's truth, strengthen you to do God's will, and give you the joy of God's kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladden the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "What should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. This is the word of the Lord. We sing or listen to our next hymn, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want."
Thank you. Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Now on that day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, What are you discussing with each other while you walk along? They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Clopas, answered him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days? He asked them, What things? They replied, The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things that has given me confidence in my faith as a Christian, and which continues to encourage me, is that I believe God surprises us. In my own life, I can identify particular times when I have encountered what people call God in ways I couldn't previously have imagined. The reason why I have come to recognize God in those experiences, in those encounters, is to be found in the clarity and the understanding they have given me, in the new insights and perspectives I have gained because of them, or because I realize there has been an unexpected fluency of my feeling and thinking and speaking. There's a famous story about Moses in the book of the Exodus, chapter 33, where Moses is lacking in confidence and unsure that God is really with him, giving him the authority he needs to speak to the people of Israel. So he says to the Lord, "Show me your glory, I pray." And the Lord says, "I will make my goodness pass before you, but you cannot see my face." The Lord hides Moses in the cleft of a rock as his glory passes by, and then lets him see his back. That's how we are surprised by God. We didn't know he was with us in a particular moment. We cannot see God face to face. But when the moment has passed, in that moment, we realize God has surprised us. Like Moses, we have seen God's back. Because of this aspect of our experience of God, we need help to understand God's way of working. It is not always obvious to us that there is a God, because we can't sense God's presence now. Or experiences in our lives make us feel there cannot be a God, because what we believe we know about God makes us think our experiences prove there isn't one. So when we are surprised by God, it's a moment of particular grace, as we realize that there is someone closer to ourselves than we are, in our words, behind us and ahead of us, loving us, giving sense and meaning, affirming the way we have been, and calling us on. Easter is a time when we are profoundly reminded of this truth, that God surprises us. For example, we realize that the cross on which Jesus died wasn't, in fact, in its most fundamental nature, an instrument of death, but a throne. That Jesus Christ is enthroned on the cross as the suffering servant, the King of the Jews, who reveals God's love for all of humanity and all of creation. Or when we realize that in turning death into life out of the tomb, Jesus proved the overwhelming power of love, a love we experience in our own ways, in our lives, in our love of the people closest to us and theirs for us, but a love we realize, which is actually the basis of every meaningful human interaction and experience there is. We need now to remember that God surprises us, because we cannot perhaps see how God is working in this crisis, this coronavirus tragedy, which has gripped our personal lives, our national life, our global way of life. But we need to believe that God is working in this crisis and that God is with us in our suffering and in our hope, in our sadness, and in the ways in which people are responding with skill and knowledge and compassion and intelligence and professionalism and commitment in love. We need now to remember that God surprises us, as God's worked in surprising ways through all the whole history of the people of Israel, a salvation history, a history recorded in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew scriptures of our Bibles, that God came in surprise to call them and bring them to safety. And for Christians, this salvation history fully comes into focus with Jesus. There were different models for understanding what God was doing with and for the Jewish people. Was his call about service and compassion and purity of heart, for example? Or was it about something more obvious, political freedom and public ritual and worship? It seemed that God was working through all the history of Israel, but clarity as to how that path was really being taken didn't come until Jesus rose from the dead. It was then that things made sense. It was then that his followers were surprised by the knowledge that this is how God works. Through a man who went about doing good and teaching, who died on a cross and rises in a garden, who gives us his Spirit, the Lord of the living and the dead, the eternally living Christ of forgiveness and love. We need now to remember that God surprises us, because we cannot perhaps see how God is working in this crisis. But hope in our situation now is hope that it will all make sense when we can see clearly. Because God has surprised us in the past, we have reason to hope that God will surprise us again, and that we will realize we understand how God has been with us and is with us. The disciples on the road to Emmaus already had a glimmer of hope in their mind's eye. There were reports they couldn't make sense of, but which suggested there was something strange going on. They said, "We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. But some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. It's not clear. It's not obvious. Jesus has not been seen yet for who he now is, even though he's actually walking with them on the road to Emmaus. But there is something strange going on, maybe. There is some glimmer of hope in their mind's eye that they were not entirely wrong, that he was not wrong, but it is not finished in the end." As we heard, they have this amazing experience of realizing who the stranger who has been walking with them actually is. They have an unimaginable surprise as he takes bread, blesses, and breaks it. Suddenly, God surprises them. This is Jesus, alive and with them now. And immediately, it all makes sense. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They only get to see his back. It's when he disappears that they realize who the stranger is, but they realize in his wake that he was there with them. This is an example of the way in which, as human beings, we can sometimes have a load of data in front of us. We can't make sense of the data at all. It kind of swims in front of our eyes. There's no coherence or regularity to it. But when the pattern emerges, it's suddenly blindingly obvious. That's it. There it is. The answer. Whether we're working on a maths problem in a test, or thinking through a difficult bit of planning in our work, or trying to come up with a good treatment strategy for a patient, or a way to heal a broken relationship among family members or among friends, we think, now I see it. Before there was confusion, now there is clarity. Scientists have experiences like this all the time. They are those eureka moments when we say, I found it, now I see it. Some pattern becomes clear in the data swimming in front of our eyes. But eureka moments are not just for scientists, they are for everyone. Everyone has times when they say, I found it, now I see it. And in the gospel reading, we have an example of the two disciples experiencing it with Jesus. It's their eureka moment. They suddenly have clarity of understanding. For them, things suddenly make sense. There had been plenty of data in front of their eyes. The way this stranger they have met looked, his voice, the sense he was making of the Hebrew scriptures. But only when he blessed and broke the bread did it all come into focus. They are surprised by God as Jesus renews his relationship with them in his most familiar sign, breaking the bread he has blessed. Today, it may be unclear what God has to say in this crisis or what God is doing in this crisis. Though, as we have said before, if God is anywhere, it certainly includes God being in our paramedics and doctors and nurses and physiotherapists and care workers of every kind and caregivers in every situation and scientists working for long-term solutions and key workers supporting our common life. But these are our glimmers of hope, the sign that there is something strange going on, something that is perhaps making our hearts burn within us, with recognition of something new and unexpected, something surprising. God with us. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried, he was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to our Father in heaven. God of surprises, we thank you for the moments we have felt closest to you, when our hearts have burned within us. Moments of understanding, of beauty, of love, for all who have guided us in our journeys of faith. We pray for an awareness of your presence in our lives at this time of crisis. Help us to notice the glimmers of hope, for the opportunity, if we are able, to use this time to deepen our lives of prayer and our study of your word. Lord, hear us. God of surprises, the disciples talked and debated with one another as they made sense of all that had happened. We pray for all who enable debate and discussion, for those who disseminate information and all who sift through it to make decisions, for journalists and all who work in media and broadcasting, for Parliament as it resumes its work, for scientists and researchers, especially those developing vaccines and treatments for coronavirus, for theologians and all who teach the faith, for all in education, especially our local schools and universities, for all taking or preparing for exams. Enable them to have clarity of mind and purpose, and sustain all who support them. Lord, hear us. God of surprises, before they recognized you, the disciples were sad, disappointed, and without hope. We pray for all who are anxious, for all who grieve, for all who suffer, especially from coronavirus. In a moment of quiet, we remember those known to us who are especially in need of prayer at this time. May you bring glimmers of hope to them in the love of their friends and family, the care of professional staff, in the surprising moments of joy that can still happen in times of great sadness and which reveal your presence. Lord, hear us. God of surprises, the disciples shared a meal with one another and recognized you. We pray this day for all who struggle to get food on the table, for all living in poverty, all who are homeless, all living through times of famine and scarcity, all who are afraid or unable to get to the shops. As Jesus broke bread and shared with others, so may we be moved to share what we have with those who need it the most. Lord, hear us. God of surprises, the disciples rejoiced when they recognized the risen Christ in their midst. We thank you for all moments of joy and celebration this day, for those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries, for those preparing for the birth of a child, and for all who are born this day. Even if these celebrations are different or subdued, may they be full of your surprising presence, full of love, hope, and joy. Lord, hear us. Rejoicing in our fellowship with all the saints, we commend ourselves and the whole creation to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you. We sing or listen to our next hymn, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Risen Lord Jesus Christ, we believe you and all we have heard is true. When you break bread, may we recognize you as the fire that burns within us, that we may bring light to your world. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter, to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them, you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. Bring us at the last with Mary, the mother of our Lord, the blessed company of the apostles and all the saints, to the vision of that eternal splendour for which you have created us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Living God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in all his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns now and forever. We sing or listen to our final hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Service. Radio Charwell.